Lord God, we love you, we bless you, we magnify you, we adore you. We place none other before you. We give you all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise. Lord, we come before you another day just to worship you, just to praise you, just to share your word, God. I ask for those that are listening to be encouraged, those that are listening to know that you are loving them. You have a plan for them. You have a purpose for everybody that's listening to this message. God, you get all the glory and all the honor out of everything that I say. I remove myself out of the way and get you in the way. Let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in my sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you for joining with us. I'm PK. I'm so glad you decided to join with us. We are going to continue on with the series we started at the beginning of the year called What's Next. Talk about now that we're into this new year, what are we going to do next? How are we going to go throughout the year? What's our plan? What's our strategy? What's our goal? Because we said before, a man that doesn't fail to plan is a man that just plans to fail. So you got to have a plan and you got to have a roadmap on your life. You got to have a roadmap for your destiny. You have a rope because you know where your destination is. You got to have a roadmap for your goals, for this day and for this year. So imagine if you would, that God himself provided a roadmap for us. I said this before, God provided a way before he provided us. Before we were even born, God made a way for us. And he provided a roadmap for us. And it's here in the scripture, in this book called the Bible. His roadmap for our life, his roadmap for our destiny, his roadmap for our destination. He has a plan and he put it in his scripture and he wanted us to have it. He wanted us to not fail. He wanted us to go and to grow and to be blessed and be a blessing throughout the world. Proverbs 29:18 says, if people can't see what God is doing, they stumble all over themselves. But when they attend to what he reveals, they are most blessed. So all you need to do is to find out, since God is the one that made us, God is the one that created us. So he created a plan for us before he designed us, before he put us together on this earth. And he made this plan called the scripture, called the word of God. Let's follow the plan. Let's follow the guidelines. Let's follow the script. And let me tell you a shortcut to the end of the story. Well, not to the story, but it needs to go a destination. It's not the final destination, but it's the destination how everything must go through. It goes through Christ. But Christ had to go to the cross. And because of the cross, this is when Jesus died for our sins. He shed his blood for our sins. He paid that sin debt for us that we could no longer, that we could not pay. You know, we could sacrifice doves back in the day and bulls and lambs, but it was it always had to be a continual sacrifice. And if depending on how much money you had, you could, you know, on what kind of sacrifice you were able to make. But Jesus paid the sin debt for us once and for all that we didn't have to pay it again. All we had to do is go through that door, go through the cross that Jesus went through and accept him into our hearts, into our lives, into our souls. And we become one with him. But here's a trick. We have an enemy called the devil, Satan, whatever you want to, you know, whatever. He is the enemy of the brethren. He is the enemy of us. He is the enemy of God because he hates what God is doing. He wants to bring us down to go to, because he knows he is doomed to hell, but he wants to not go there alone. He wants to bring all of us down, as many people as he can. He wants to bring to hell with us. He wants to accuse us. He wants to steal, to kill and destroy us. But God came that we may have life and life more abundantly. And the way of life is through the cross. The way of life is through Jesus. Psalm 16:19-11 says, no wonder my heart is glad and I rejoice. My body rests in safety. For you will not leave my soul among the dead or allow your Holy One to rot in the grave. You will show me the way of life, granting me the joy of your presence and the pleasures of your living with you forever. And that way of life is through Jesus Christ. It's just that simple. The way of life is through Jesus Christ, but he had to go through the cross to pay the debt for us so that we could be redeemed and we could enjoy life forever with God, the way he planned it from the beginning. God wants us to reside together. God wants to have a relationship with you. He wants to reveal himself through you and to you. He wants to be relatable to you. He wants to relate with you, not just religion, but relationship. He cares about you. Amen. And here at City Reach, what we like to do is this four pillars, I call them, of how we govern ourselves and how we can grow together, because each one reaches one. And how we grow together, first, we know God, we find freedom, we discover our purpose, and make a difference. All right? Know God, know who God is in our life, allow Christ to come into our hearts, and so that God knows who we are because we know Christ and the pardon of our sins. Find freedom from the pains our ailments and our habits and our things of this world that kind of hold us back. Discover a purpose. Everybody's here on a purpose. Everybody here has a purpose, has a design, has a destination, and we want to make a difference. We are here to make a difference in the world. You might think it's a small difference. You might think it's a little difference, but you're making a difference. Everybody is called to make a difference. So everything we do, know God, find freedom, discover purpose, make a difference. And all goes through the cross. All goes through Jesus Christ. We're all governed by God, and we trust God and we trust Jesus into our lives, and he guides us to where we want to our destination. And Christ had to go through his roadmap, went through the cross. And it's through that cross, through that bloody cross, that day on Calvary, he died for our sins, that we were redeemed. And because of Jesus and dying on that cross, we have access to the roadmap. We have access to get back to God, where God wants us to be. 1 Corinthians, 1 chapter, 18 through 19 verse says, "For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, the intelligence of the intelligent I will frustrate." And because it says that, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise. Sometimes we might think we're so smart, we don't think it makes, it says, what do you mean, PK? And I need to go through the cross. It doesn't make any sense. But it's not about making sense. It's not about trusting God, or not about going and having to know a head knowledge of what God wants us to know, or to what this whole Christ thing is all about. It's faith. Have faith in Christ. Sometimes we have to have faith what God is telling us when it makes no sense at all. Sometimes we have to have faith in God when everything goes against every reason that is mind boggling. Sometimes when God tells you something and God reveals something to you, and it's like, it does not make sense. But just trust God. Because God, like I said, he has a plan for you before you were even born. So even when things don't make sense, even when, you know, logically things don't make sense, or, you know, when you can, I can logically trust this book, because, you know, man wrote the book. How do you know it's breathed by God? Because men fail. So why not? Why do we trust this book that could be failure? It's not about that. It's about faith. It's about faith. You got to trust in God, because God exists. Because God exists, He sent his word so that we can reside with him. He wants to have a relationship with us. So Jesus had to go through the cross, and it seems foolish for those that at that time, that Jesus came to be, he came to be the Messiah. He's supposed to be the king that release the Jews out of Roman bondage. But no, he wasn't just to be Messiah. He was the Savior. And he had to go through the cross. And they were like, why has he got to die to set us free? But it doesn't make sense. It makes faith. He had to die. He had to be that lamb. He had to be that sacrificial lamb for us. It may not make sense, but it's faith. It's about faith. Sometimes you have to trust God, even when you can't understand why. And that's about faith. And then what happens is, like, so Christ went through the cross, and because of that, he redeemed all of us, not just the Jews at that time, but he died on that cross once and for all, for everybody that came after him. All we need to do is accept Christ into our hearts, and we can be redeemed and come together when he comes back and God wants to reveal himself to the world. We can all come together. Like in the book of Revelation, the 12th chapter, 10 through 11 verse says, "And I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, now the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ have come. For the accuser of the brothers has been thrown down, who accuses them day and night before our God. And they have conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. But they love not their lives even unto death. So we're not going to escape here this life without going through death. But we have to love God so much that we don't, you know, try not to escape death or try to live our life, the best life, the way we want to live it. We want to live our life for Christ and live our life to what God has called us to do. Because we have the enemy that's trying to tear us down, and he's accusing us. He's pulling out fake news on us. He's putting out fake stories and fake tweets, and you got different kind of news talking about us and talking about you. But if you don't listen to the noise, don't listen to the things that are out there, and trust the truth of the cross. Trust the truth of Jesus. Trust the truth of Jesus died for us. Jesus loved us so much. God loved us so much. He loved this world so much, this dirty, nasty world, and the people in the world, that he gave his only begotten son. That's what love is. Love does. And that's what did. God loved us so much that he gave. Christ loved us so much that he gave as well. He gave his life for you and for me. That's what love is. Isaiah 53:5 says, he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. So he did all of that. It was prophesied before he came in the earth, what he would go through, because his lamb had to go through that, had to go through the cross for our redemption. He had to go through the cross so that we could be here, so that we could know God and know who God is. So that's the first part of the power in the blood and going through the cross. So before he even got to the cross, there's certain things about that whole story, the passion of the Christ, we see the movie. And there's certain things and aspects of that passion, what Jesus went through for you and for me, that I want to bring out. The first aspect is the whip. When the soldiers, centurions and the Roman soldiers beat him with the whip, and they whipped his body. He was whipped, and he was, the canon line tells, they put the metal straps at the end of the leather strap on the end of that whip. So when they whipped him, they not just whipped him, but the metal got into his skin and tore his skin out. And he did that for us. He went through that for us. Why? Because we have now freedom in our bodies because of that. So because of the whip that Jesus went through, we have freedom in our bodies. 1 Peter 2:24 says, he himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, that we might die to our sins and live for righteousness. Because by his wounds, you have been healed. We are already healed in our body because of what Jesus did. You don't have to go through that sickness. You can ask Christ to heal you. You don't have to go through that. Your disease or your troubles or the things going on in your mind or your body. You can ask God to heal you. And Jesus will heal you because he was wounded for our sins. And because of his wounds and through his wounds, we have been healed. Already healed. It's already done. All you need to do is ask God for it. And trust and believe and have faith. And you can be healed in your body. So if there's anybody out there that needs to be healed in their body, just ask Christ to heal. Amen. So he went through the whip. That was for our body. And then when they got him on the cross, and they just took him down the hill, he made a red cross, and he nailed him onto the cross, and did all those nasty things to him. And they put a crown of thorns on his head. He got it from a stick, from a bush, and just thorns, and just mashed it into his head. Not just also to inflict pain, but to add embarrassment, I would imagine. Because he was supposed to be the king of the Jews. But let's give him a crown. They gave him a crown of thorns. A thorny crown. Something of painful remembrance of who they claimed he was. He went through that embarrassment. He went through that pain for us. Because why? Now we have freedom in our mind. Because he went through that, and he put the thorns on his head, our minds can be free. We don't have to think about the enemy trying to come at us and trying to put nasty thoughts or devilish thoughts or thoughts of death, thoughts of depression, thoughts of suicide. Christ can heal our mind. He has healed our mind. John 14:27 says, peace, my peace, I live with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give it to you as the world gives. So do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. You can go some rest. You can have some peace. All you need to do is trust in Christ. There's certain things that if we could just imagine or just go through, remember the story when Jesus was in the ship with his disciples and a storm came and he's in the belly of the ship. He's just resting. He just knocked out sleep. And the ship's just rocking and rolling. And Jesus is just sleeping, right? Because Jesus is peace and he has peace. So even in the midst of a storm, there was still peace because Jesus, that's who Jesus was. He was peace. And he got up and commanded the storm to cease and to have peace. And then the storm just chilled. Because of that, his power resides in us. That same power that resided in Jesus can now reside in us. And we can have peace even in the midst of a storm. There could be accusations being thrown our way. There could be hatred thrown our way. It could be bills coming in from one way, or our kids coming at us and saying they need another thing, and our husband and our wife saying they coming, they want to leave and different things, and the job is threatening to cut you off, or bills are coming up like crazy. But you could still have peace if you trust in Christ, trust in God, because he went through that for you when those thorns was put on his head, that crown of thorns was put on his head. He had us in mind so we can be free in our mind. And you can have peace. Anybody out there that looks for peace, that's looking for peace, you can have it through Christ. Christ can heal your body. He can settle your mind. He cares about you that much. He loves you that much. So we have the whip for our body. We have the crown of thorns for our mind. And we have the nails that were stuck in his hands and in his feet. And that was our freedom in our hands. Hebrews 8:12 says, "For I will forgive their wickedness and remember their sins no more." So because Jesus was nailed in his hands, that means our hands can be free to do the right thing. Do what God has called us to do. Instead of stealing, let's be giving. Instead of taking, let's be giving. Instead of putting our hands to kill, let's put them down to heal. Instead of using our hands to hurt, let's use our hands to help. Instead of putting our hands back to ourselves, extend our hands to help out those who are in need. God has come to have freedom in our hands so that we may be able to do what he has called us to do. Some of us are even gifted in our hands to do different things that, like musically inclined or artistically inclined, or be able to plant things and things just grow. My mother was, you call it green thumb, things just grew. I didn't get a lot of that. My mother was also to use her hands to bake, and she could bake wonderful cakes. I don't know why I'm talking about cakes right now, because I can't eat them. Jesus. Some of us can't. So God has granted us, because that's her hands, or her testimony. People told her story wherever they went. And they still talk about her cakes. My father has tried. He's done some good, some bad, some failure. But my mother could just bake a cake without instruction. Just do it. She was gifted like that. Some of us are gifted in our hands to do different things. And so allow God to use your hands. He wants to heal. He's healed your body so that you can be a witness. He's healed your mind and given you peace so that you can tell your story. And he's healed your hands and he's die in the cross for your hands so that you'd be able to do the right things. Amen. And he did all that on the cross for us. Although it makes no sense to some people, but it just makes about faith. Hebrews 9:13-14 says, "Under the old system, the blood of goats and bulls and the ashes of a heifer could cleanse people's bodies from ceremonial impurity. But just think how much more the blood of Christ will purify our consciousness from sinful deeds so that we can worship the living God. For by the power of the eternal Spirit, Christ offered himself to God as a perfect sacrifice for us. So in the old system, when they sacrificed bulls and goats and bulls and things like that, they could only be a ceremonial sacrificial cleansing of our bodies. But Jesus came, he gave up his life, he shed his blood for our minds, our bodies, and our soul. He did that once and for all. So we can say and purify our minds and our consciousness so we be able to think right and to do right. And he's freed us and allowed the Holy Spirit to come inside so we can communicate to God to tell us what to do right, to tell us how to live right, to tell us what to do, how to do, and what not to do. And the Holy Spirit isn't just come to make us dance and make us give shakes and make us feel good. The Holy Spirit sometimes tells us what to say and what not to say. The Holy Spirit tells us what to do and tells us when it warns us even when there's danger and there's trouble coming on. So Christ came to heal not just our bodies, but our bodies, our minds, and our soul. Amen. He did that just for you and just for me. John 3:16-17 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him." And now we come to the salvation ABCs. A, when they acknowledge or admit that we are sinners in need of forgiveness. Romans 3:23 says, "All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." B, believe. Believe that not only Jesus died for our sins, but that he rose from the grave. Romans 5:8 says, "But God demonstrates his own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." And C, confess. Confess your faith in Jesus as our Lord and Savior. Romans 10:9-10 says, "If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess your faith and are saved." Jesus came and died on that cross for you and for me so that we may have a relationship with God. It's all it's about, relationship. He wants to be relatable to you. He loves you so much. He cares about you so much. That he died for you. Let's pray this prayer together. But dear Lord Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. In your name I pray. Amen. Kind Father, I ask you to touch those that are pray that prayer. Touch those that are considering coming, having you into their lives and considering accepting you into their hearts and into their lives. God, I ask you to prick their hearts, make them new, make them call them to be what you've called them to be, God. Give you all the honor and all the glory and all the praise. Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Listen, I love you guys. I want to get in contact with you. I want to have a relationship with you. We need to grow this thing together. You can't do it alone. I need you. You need me. Let's get this thing going. I want anybody just to text the word all in. ALLIN to 609-831-3377. Again, text the word all in. ALLIN to 609-831-3377. Thank you for joining with us. I love you guys. God bless you. Have a great day.